I'm traveling, somebody's driving, and he was holding my tank shield there. So now he's driving his car, or he's sitting in the car. What's halacha as far as stopping, not stopping, standing, sitting? How does halacha deal with that? So the Gemara in Bracha details, Machlokes is Chisda and Shesha. And Machlokes hinges upon whether one is supposed to be saying a Bracha, this Bracha specifically, when in movement. This is talking about when you're walking, when you're traveling in a car as well, right? This is Mahalach Dami, that's movement as well. And the Gemara says that there's Machlokes whether one has to stop or not. And as far as that technically for Bracha, the proper respect for Bracha, one should be stopping before one says the Bracha. On the other hand, we know that if somebody stops while he's traveling, the fact that he stops will cause him to get mobile, will cause him to tirdo. But having to stop and continue will be on his mind very much. And that in itself prevents him from having proper kavanah. That being the case, is machlokes should one properly stop, or should one just take a situation as is and keep on going? Rav Chisda maintains, and that's how he's asking, that one does not have to stop one's motion, because again, going, stopping, and starting would cause one, that in itself would cause somebody to get all, you know, be on his mind the whole time. He's stopping, he's anxious to get going, that would be on his mind. However, the Gemara points out that Rav Chisda himself, when he came to the scenario where he was stopping regardless, and now he had the opportunity to say Tzil Sederach, he would say Tzil Sederach while he would take the opportunity while he stopped, for the concept of the Yoyz Toiv Atikri Ra. You know, when you have a chance to be good, don't be a bad guy. Meaning, there's some things in halakha you're not obligated to do. But when the opportunity presents itself, it would be a shame to miss out on that opportunity. You know, if you have it, there's nothing wrong. Take it, seize the opportunity when you have it. So halakha comes out as follows. If you're in movement, you're in transit, you're moving. If you're walking, we're not talking about necessarily driving. If you're walking or if you're in any form of movement, being in a plane, a car, and you're in your course of travel, halakha is one does not have to, one does not have to stop. One can keep on saying Tzibarach as he is in movement. However, if the opportunity presents itself that you are stopping regardless, somebody stops, he's in the bathroom, or somebody's getting into his car in a scenario where he can already say Tzibarach at that point of the trip, he should take the opportunity to say Tzibarach right away without being in movement. However, if he's already in movement and he's going to stop, or he'll be in his mind to stop, he can go ahead and say it even though he's in movement. That's part one. Part two of this as well is that even if one does stop, to get out of the car and stand up would be an additional level of something weighing on his mind. And that being the case, even stopping the car would be a benefit, but to stand up would be an additional level. Again, if it's not on your mind, if you're standing up anyways, one's walking out of the car, one should take the opportunity to say standing and while not in motion. But again, sure as it is, one can take Tzil Sederach while one is in motion and one is not standing. So if you're traveling in a car, everyone's saying Tzil Sederach, everyone's in motion, everyone is not standing, one can go ahead and say it, one should not necessarily have to stop to say Tzil Sederach. What about the person driving? So it seems most of the place can, it really depends. If the person has the ability, he knows the lesson by heart, and he can say it without, you know, taking too much concentration, it won't stutter his concentration too much, he is allowed, if he allows it, to go ahead and say Tzil Sederach while he is driving. If again, he can maintain his safety on the road, if someone's switching in and out of lanes and you know, being very aggressive while he drives, obviously we're not talking about that case, where that requires a concentration on the driving itself more than a very minimal amount. But if one's staying in one's lane, not speeding, not passing any cars, simply following the route, where it doesn't require for most normal drivers, again, someone who this applies to, where it's not taking an inordinate amount of attention to do so, to follow basic road safety. That being the case, one can say, sure, it's in, it's there, in such a scenario. If one cannot say it, one doesn't know by heart, or one cannot say it without losing his attention to the road, and paying attention to the road will cause him to lose attention to the road, obviously one cannot say in such circumstances, he would have to pull over or stop, or possibly, you mentioned earlier, one shouldn't be able to say somebody else, but in this scenario, maybe he should. Now, one thing worth pointing out is that even if somebody decides, you know what, I'm going to stop. It's not a big deal, I'm willing to stop. You should bear in mind, they mentioned quite a number of times already that the time to say Tzil Sederach is always within the first 4 kilometers out of a city. Sometimes, let's say over here, you're on the bridge, and by the time you pull over, it's well beyond the 4 kilometers, even if it's only a bit beyond the 4 kilometers. So the idea of someone has an idea, he wants to be machmer and pull over, it's a nice thing to do, but he should be careful that it shouldn't cost him that first shear of 4 kilometers. If pulling over means pulling over at market, you know, 5 kilometers fast, he shouldn't give up the 4 kilometers if he has the ability, again, if he has the ability to concentrate within the first stretch. Now, one thing worth mentioning also, what if somebody's traveling on a bus, something like that, where he could stand up? It really depends. You don't want to, you know, sometimes you can't necessarily stand up on a bus, you can't stand up in different situations. But if one is on a boat, on a bus, in a scenario where he could stand up, certainly it would be ideal. He's not mechuyu, but he has the opportunity. He just sees the opportunity. One should stand up, at least achieve that. Worth pointing out, if you are on public transit, there's also another factor to keep in mind, beyond the scope of this discussion, but the people all around you, how they dress, one has to be careful making brachas, how one should do it, whether one can, how one should conduct himself when making a bracha. Likewise, on an airplane, they're worth bearing in mind, there, obviously, you can stand, most places can agree, yeah, different discussion for different times, most places can agree the best time to make a bracha feels better, because during the time, the last approach to take off, obviously, no one's standing up at that point, so it's not good to wait till a later point to stand up, get feels better when you're supposed to get in, and don't worry about standing up.